This is a marvelous thing that's happening. You know, all this warmth and excitement, and I just guess that my picture of the place is because we came in 62, and we particularly got to know Sidney Chapman. And Sidney was a wonderful man. He was a worldwide viewer of the Aurora. He would go a third of the year. He'd be in England, and then, and if I'm wrong about this, I'll be corrected. A third of the year he was in England. A third of the year he came here and stayed with us. And a third of the year he was in Africa. And it was, I have a sort of a mild thing to tell you, but I think you'll understand something about the relationship of England with America when I tell you about this. Howard and I were in the car to go by and pick up the Chapmans, and it was Catherine was the name of his wife, and we pulled up in the car, and I was new and all this stuff, and we came to the building right next to now I've lost a word, but never mind. They came out of a little place they could stay in, and Sidney stood up like this, and he put up his arm, and his wife and their hands together, and they walked very slowly toward the car, and he held his chin high, and it was very English, and he did this because his wife could hardly walk, but when he came there, you could have thought that she was the Queen of England, and just that quality of England touching us in that way. People, he was so handsome that people would say, how is it, what do you do to make yourself so handsome and so well? And he said, well, first, I chose my parents. Then he says, every day I do, I have a sauna. And I want to tell you about those saunas. They,